USDA's new rule ensuring only active farm managers receive farm program payments was issued this week, a rule that was mandated in the 2014 Farm Bill, according to Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini.
The 2014 Farm Bill included a provision that required the department to come up with a new definition, an expanded definition of what it means to be actively engaged in farming for purposes of receiving USDA program benefits.
Dolcini explains how the definition of actively engaged has been changed in the new rule.
The broad definition used since 1987 resulted in various general partnerships and joint ventures adding managers for purposes of receiving a payment, even if those folks weren't providing a substantial contribution to the management of the farm. And so what we've done in this new definition is redefine what it means to provide, quote, a significant contribution of active personal management. And that can happen in a variety of ways. It can be providing management hours to the operation of the farm. It can be providing personal labor, various other things that the rule will contain. But we think that it tightens up the definition of what it means to be actively engaged in farming for purposes of receiving these USDA benefits. The safety net is for folks who are actively engaged in farming and ranching. So we want to make sure that our program payments and USDA program benefits are going to people who are actually farming the land.
The rule now applies for farm program payments starting with the 2016 crop year.
These changes do affect the eligibility of folks who are receiving payments for 2016 and subsequent years, future years, for the ARC and PLC programs, for our loan deficiency payment programs, for marketing loan gains. Farming operations that have already planted fall crops for the 2016 crop year have until 2017 to comply with this. So it's a going forward approach here. We want to make sure that folks who are going to be participating in our programs in the future comply with these new definitions.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.